The UN Secretary General kicked off the 10th review conference of the NPT by sounding the alarm.
Today, humanity is just one misunderstanding, one miscalculation away from nuclear annihilation. We have been extraordinarily lucky so far, but luck is not a strategy.
His pessimism stands in sharp contrast to when Russia and the United States signed on to the treaty in 1970.
This is indeed an historic occasion.
It was the height of the Cold War, and the goal was to prevent a nuclear conflict.
Nations of the world moved from a period of confrontation to a period of negotiation and a period of lasting peace.
As recently as January, the five permanent members of the UN Security Council, who also happen to be the officially recognized nuclear weapons states, the United States, the United Kingdom, Russia, China, and France, all pledged not to further disseminate nuclear weapons. But
a month later, Russia invaded Ukraine. While Russia claims full compliance with the NPT, others consider that a threat.
And it's engaged in reckless, dangerous nuclear saber rattling, with its president warning that those supporting Ukraine's self-defense, quote, risk consequences such as you have never seen in your entire history.
And then there's the Iran nuclear deal, agreed in 2015. It was heralded as a step toward reducing proliferation until the U.S. withdrew. Now Iran says it has enough uranium to build a nuclear weapon. While few nations have gone as far as North Korea in trying to build them, anti-nuclear campaigners say other countries are expressing a new willingness to host them as a deterrent. That's what frightens Valeria Hess, a nuclear expert from Ukraine attending the conference.
So there is a widespread belief that nuclear weapons have prevented a big war. And it turned out not to be true.
Signatories to the NPT are meant to gather every 5 years in an attempt to advance the goal of disarmament. This year, thanks to global tensions, experts say there's little hope of action. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, the United Nations.